In animation, a title appears, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. A quote appears, My sincere appreciation to the members of my staff whose loyalty and creative endeavor made possible this production, Walt Disney. White book lies on a blue cloth. Embossed gold lettering on the cover spells out a title, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The book opens to the first page, revealing ornate writing and illustrations. The text reads, Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her vain and wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would surpass her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a scullery maid. The page turns. Each day, the vain queen consulted her magic mirror. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all? And as long as the mirror answered, you are the fairest one of all, Snow White was safe from the queen's cruel jealousy. Fade to black. A castle sits atop a jagged cliff. Our view moves closer to an arched window. In a stone room, a large oval mirror hangs on a wall beneath symbols of the zodiac. A beautiful woman wearing a crown and a black cape waves her arms before the looking glass.
Slave in the magic mirror, come from the farthest space. Through wind and darkness I summon thee. Speak! Let me see thy face.
A face appears in the glass.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than thee.
Alas for her. Reveal her name.
Lips red as the rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow.
Snow White.
A beautiful teen girl with black hair and pale skin scrubs the castle steps. Snow White empties soapy water from a wooden bucket onto the ground. A flock of doves follows her over to a well. Setting the bucket beside the structure, the raven-haired teen pulls the well's rope. As the bucket rises toward the top, Snow White sets it on the edge of the well and smiles at the birds.
Wanna know a secret? Promise not to tell?
We are standing by a wishing well.
The doves look inside.
Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. I'm hoping, and I'm dreaming of the nice things.
A handsome young man on a white horse watches her from behind a low wall. He climbs the wall and sits atop it with a smile.
Hello.
Oh.
Did I frighten you?
She runs.
Wait. Wait, please. Don't run away.
She hurries into the castle.
Now that I've found you, hear what I have to say.
Snow White watches him from an archway.
I have but one song. One song only for you. One heart tenderly beating.
She steps out onto a balcony.
Constant and true. One love that has possessed me. One love.
Watching from a high window, the queen scowls and closes the curtains.
One song my heart keeps singing of one love only for you.
Snow White kisses a dove and sends it to the young man. It lands on his finger, blushes, then kisses his lips. Smiling, he looks up at the raven-haired beauty. In a large room, the queen sits on her throne.
Take her far into the forest. Find some secluded glade where she can pick wildflowers.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And there, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her.
But, Your Majesty, the little princess!
Silence! You know the penalty if you fail.
Yes, Your Majesty.
But to make doubly sure you do not fail, bring back her heart in this.
The queen holds an ornate box. In the forest, Snow White picks flowers.
One song, I have but one song.
Standing by the tree line, the huntsman watches her. A light breeze rustles the princess's short black hair. A small blue bird sits on a stone. A tear falls from the bird's eye, and Snow White approaches.
There. What's the matter?
She picks it up.
Where's your mom and papa? Why, I believe you're lost. Oh, please don't cry.
The huntsman looks around.
Smile for me. That's better.
The huntsman draws his knife.
Your mom and papa can't be far. There they are.
The huntsman stalks toward her.
Can you fly?
The bird flies away.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
The princess turns to find the huntsman advancing. He lifts his dagger and she covers her face. His hand shakes.
I can't do it. Forgive me. I beg you, Your Highness. Forgive me.
I don't understand.
She's mad. Jealous of you. She'll stop at nothing.
But who?
The queen.
The queen?
Not her child. Run. Run away. Hide. In the woods. Anywhere. Never come back. Now go. 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 Run. Run.
Snow White runs deep into the forest. Ducking down, she swats away low-hanging vines. Glowing eyes stare out at her from inside a hollow tree. An owl flies out. The princess darts away from bats, but her yellow skirt gets snagged on thorns. Freeing herself, she stumbles backward into another thorn bush. Its branches claw at her. Hurrying away, Snow White comes upon a boulder resembling a scary face with jagged teeth. She falls off a cliff, dangles from a vine, then plunges into a pool of water. Ripples on the surface make logs like crocodiles. The princess scrambles onto the shore. On land, she stops as wind rustles the branches of a gnarly tree. Swirling leaves chase her deeper into the forest, down a dark, narrow path. Angry-looking trees loom over her. Evil faces with glowing eyes and gaping fanged mouths surround Snow White. Wearing a terrified expression, the princess spins around wildly. She collapses. As Snow White weeps, the forest transforms from a dark and scary place to a bright, tranquil clearing. A dozen pairs of eyes look out at her from the trees. Bunnies and chipmunks emerge from a hole in the base of a tree. Peeking over a mossy stone, the bunnies wiggle their noses. A doe and her speckled fawn step closer to the clearing. A squirrel peers over a toadstool. As the woodland creatures surround the princess, a bunny cautiously crawls closer and sniffs the pale beauty. Sitting up, Snow White startles. The animals scatter and hide.
Please don't run away. I won't hurt you.
The animals peer out from their hiding spots.
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. But you don't know what I've been through. And all because I was afraid. I'm so ashamed of the fuss I've made.
Birds perch on a branch.
What do you do when things go wrong?
The blue birds nod. A baby bird lands on Snow White's finger and sings. Larger birds frown. Animals surround the princess.
There's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, you're the one.
She pets the fawn.
And fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune and it's ringing out like.
The animals snuggle up to Snow White.
I really feel quite happy now. I'm sure I'll get along somehow. Everything's going to be all right.
The animals nod.
But I do need a place to sleep at night. I can't sleep in the ground like you. Or in a tree, the way you do. And I'm sure no nest could possibly be big enough for me. Maybe you know where I can stay. In the woods somewhere? You do? Will you take me there?
Birds flutter over and tug on Snow White's short cape with their beaks. The woodland creatures lead her down a path through the forest. Traveling on, they pass a clear, reflective pond. The princess's cape gets snagged on a bush, and the birds help free her. On a hill, Snow White pauses to gaze at the sky. Smiling, she stretches her arms wide. Continuing on, the animals part a group of saplings, and the princess peers through the opening. Nestled amidst the trees, a small cottage sits beside a babbling stream. Stepping over a fallen log, Snow White and the animals rush forward. They cross a footbridge stretched over the stream. The princess stops outside the cottage's small door.
I like it here.
Approaching a window, Snow White tries to peek inside. She cleans a spot on the dusty glass. Beside her, a raccoon does the same.
Ooh, it's dark inside.
Fluffing her hair, the princess daintily lifts the hem of her skirt and knocks on the door.
Guess there's no one home.
She opens the door.
Hello? May I come in?
Tiptoeing inside, she puts her finger to her lips. The woodland creatures follow Snow White inside. A turtle lumbers through the door. The princess looks around at intricate carvings adorning the cottage's interior. She spots a tiny chair with an owl carved into it. The animals run for the door, spinning the tortoise around. Snow White sits and the animals look on.
Why, there's seven little chairs. Must be seven little children. And from the look of this table, seven untidy little children.
The princess studies items on the table.
A pickaxe. A stocking, too.
Lifting the lid off a pot, she reaches inside. She approaches a fireplace.
And just look at that fireplace. It's covered with dust.
Animals sneeze from a cloud of dust.
And look, cobwebs everywhere. My, my, my. What a pile of dirty dishes. And just look at that broom.
Cobwebs cover it.
Why, they've never swept this room. You'd think their mother would. Maybe they have no mother. Then they're orphans. That's too bad.
The doe licks the fawn.
I know. We'll clean the house and surprise them. Then maybe they'll let me stay.
Snow White hands her cape to some birds and they hang it on a peg on the wall. She thinks.
Now you wash the dishes. Tidy up the room. You clean the fireplace, and I'll use the broom.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune.
She sweeps the hearth.
It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the broom is someone that you love.
A chipmunk holds a dirty dish as the fawn licks it clean.
Oh, no, 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 no. Put them in the tub.
When hearts are high, the time will shine, so whistle while you work.
As the others fill the sink with dishes, the fawn uses its tail to pump water. Two squirrels sweep dust under a rug.
Not under the rug.
They use their fluffy tails to sweep the dust into a mouse hole. They wink at each other, and an angry mouse blows the dust back out again. The mouse goes back in its hole. Snow White dusts a pipe organ. Squirrels clean a mug which plays music. The princess shakes a dusty cloth out an open window. A squirrel watches her, then shakes its tail out the window. A squirrel winds cobwebs around its tail. A chipmunk pulls on a tough spider web and falls into a sock hanging from a coat hook. Another chipmunk winds a spider web into a ball. An angry spider glares at him and the chipmunk runs away. Birds drop flowers into a vase on the table. Two more birds carry water in a leaf and pour it onto the flowers. Animals drag clothes along the floor. Riding a pair of overalls across a pickaxe, a chipmunk tumbles out. Snow White gathers the clothes and drapes them over a deer. Thank you. the deer walks away, she hangs overalls on its tail. The deer stumbles on the dangling clothes as it heads out the door. At the stream, the animals wash the clothes. The deer adds more garments to the water as raccoons rub the laundry against the washboard and rocks. A chipmunk uses the turtle's belly as a washboard. Birds pull the shirt away, snapping the chipmunk into the turtle's shell. Twisting the garment, the birds wring the water out of the shirt. They hang it from a clothesline between two trees. The princess stands by the cottage door. A blue bird flies away from its perch on her finger and she continues sweeping. Fade to black. In a glittering mine, short men sing as they strike the surrounding rocks with pickaxes.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine.
Riding a cart, a dwarf with droopy eyes swats a fly off the deer's backside and it kicks the cart. A bespectacled dwarf taps diamonds with a small hammer. Frowning, he tosses one aside and a big-eared dwarf sweeps it into a dustpan. He happily struts to a cliff and throws diamonds off the edge. Later, he watches the bespectacled dwarf view a diamond through an eyepiece. The big-eared dwarf puts diamonds over his eyes and the jewels reflect dozens of them. He tugs the bespectacled dwarf's sleeve and wiggles his ears. The dwarf bops him on the head and the diamonds fall out. A cuckoo clock strikes five.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! It's home from work we go.
The dwarfs toss sacks into a vault.
Hi-ho! 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 It's home from work we go.
The big-eared dwarf shuts the door and locks it.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
He starts to leave with the key, then hangs it on a peg by the door. The seven dwarfs cross a mountain.
Hi-ho, 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 it's home from earth we go. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
As the sun sets, they use a fallen tree to cross a gap between two cliffs. Marching past a waterfall, the dwarfs disappear over the horizon. At the cottage, Snow White stands at the bottom of the stairs with a lit candle in her hand. She looks upward.
Let's see what's upstairs.
As the animals follow her up the stairs, the turtle struggles and falls onto his back. Biting his tail, the turtle pulls on it and rights himself. He slowly crawls up the staircase by chomping down on each step as he goes. At the top of the stairs, the princess opens a small door.
Oh, what adorable little bears!
Snow White hurries over.
And look, they have their names carved on them. Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey. What funny names for children. Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy.
I'm a little sleepy myself.
She sets down the candle. Sitting on one of the small beds, a group of bunnies yawn.
Oh.
Snow White stretches out across three beds, and a bluebird snuffs out the candle with its tail. More birds pull a blanket over the sleeping princess. The animals doze off. On the steps, the turtle continues to climb. The animals wake. Gathering at a window, they look outside, then hurry towards the door. As the turtle reaches the top of the stairs, they run past him. The turtle starts to follow, then falls down the steps. Scurrying out the front door, the animals hide at the tree line. Dwarfs walk single file out of the forest. At the lead, the bespectacled dwarf points and stops. The others ram into him.
Our house! The lid slit! The light slit!
Sneaking behind two big trees, the dwarfs peek out toward the cottage.
Jiminy crickets!
The door is open.
Chimney smoking.
Something's in there.
Maybe a ghost.
Or a goblin.
A demon.
Or a dragon.
Mark my words, there's trouble a-brewing. Till it come an old day, but corn's hurt.
Gosh, that's a bad sign. What'll we do?
Let's sneak up on it.
Yes, we'll sneak up. Come on, man.
Follow me.
One by one, the dwarfs tiptoe toward the cottage. Each of them carries their pickaxe like a weapon. At the back of the group, the big-eared dwarf shuffles forward. Creeping up to the cottage, two of the dwarfs peer into the window. The bespectacled dwarf opens the door. They all poke their heads inside and look around. Entering the cottage, the dwarf's shoes squeak as they slink across the room. The big-eared dwarf closes the door behind them. The others startle and glare at him. The big-eared dwarf shushes the door.
Shh. Careful, man. Search every cook and nanny, hook and granny, search everywhere.
They tiptoe through the cottage. Bluebirds watch them from the rafters. Peeking through an open window, other animals duck back outside as a dwarf passes by. The animals look in again as he continues on.
Shh, quiet.
The bespectacled dwarf points at the floor.
Look, the floor. It's been swept.
A big-nosed dwarf rakes his finger over a chair.
Chair's been dusted.
Our window's been washed.
Gosh, our cobwebs are missing.
What? Why, the whole place is clean.
There's dirty work afoot.
Sink's empty. Hey, someone stole our dishes.
They ain't stole. They're hid in the cupboard.
My cup's been washed. Sugar's gone.
The pot simmers in the fireplace.
Someone's cooking.
Smells good. Don't touch it, you fools. Might be poison.
Steam erupts from the pot.
See? Witch's brew.
Look what's happened to our stable. A table.
Flowers.
Huh?
Look, goldenrod.
Don't do it. Take them away. By dose. By hay fever. You know I can't stand it. I can't.
Four dwarfs plug their friend's nose. They pull their fingers away from his face.
Thanks.
A hearty sneeze blows the other dwarfs across the room. They crash into a wall.
Shh! You crazy fool! Fine time you picked a sneeze.
I couldn't help it. I can't tell. When you gotta, you gotta. I gotta. It's coming.
The others tackle the dwarf.
Stop.
Don't let go.
Hold it tight.
beard ties his nose.
Thanks.
Shh. Quiet, you fool. You want to get us all killed?
The birds peck the rafters. Startled, the dwarfs look around.
What's that? That's it.
Sounded close. It's in this room right now.
The birds let out a squawk. Running in panic, the sneezy dwarf hides in a big jar. The droopy-eyed dwarf peeks out from inside a mop bucket as a husky dwarf trembles behind a chair. The big-eared dwarf sits in a wood pile, and the large-nosed dwarf hides in a sack of potatoes. The bespectacled dwarf points upstairs.
It's up there. Yeah, in the bedroom.
One of us has got to go down and chase it up. Up, down.
The dwarfs nod. Everyone looks at their big-eared friend. He grins at them, and they bat their eyelashes. Looking over his shoulder, he finds no one, then tries to sneak away. The others drag him back, and the bespectacled dwarf offers a lit candle to his big-eared friend.
Here, take it. Don't be nervous.
The bespectacled dwarf puts the candle in his big-eared friend's hand. The others usher him to the stairs. Sneaking upstairs, the big-eared dwarf startles. He looks down at the others.
Don't be afraid. We're right behind you.
Yes, right behind you.
The big-eared dwarf nods, then swallows hard. Trembling, he continues up the stairs. Tiptoeing to the door, the big-eared dwarf pushes it open slightly. With a shaking hand, he slips the candle through the door crack and peeks inside. He pushes the door open further. Poking his head into the bedroom, the big-eared dwarf looks around. He creeps inside, then stops and glances out the open doorway. The dwarf spots a blanket moving.
Here it comes!
Running from the room, he barrels into the others and they tumble down the stairs. The dwarfs race out the front door, leaving their big-eared friend behind. He tugs at the door.
He's after us!
Don't let it out!
Hold it shut!
The big-eared dwarf breaks the handle. The door swings open. Flying back into a shelf, he runs from the house covered in pots.
Here it comes.
Now's our chance.
Get it now.
The others attack.
Give it to him.
Don't let him get away.
They beat their big-eared friend until the pots fall away.
Hold on there. It's only dopey.
Did you see it?
How big is it?
Was it a dragon?
Has it got horns?
Was it breathing fire?
Was it drooling? What was it doing?
Dopey pretends to sleep.
He says it's a monster asleep in our beds.
Let's attack
while it's sleeping.
Yeah,
while it's sleeping. Hurry, man. It's now or never.
Off with his head. Break his bones.
Chop it to pieces.
Yes. Goddamn.
With one pot stuck to his foot and another on his seat, Dopey shuffles after his friends. Inside, the dwarfs peek through the partially open bedroom door. The bespectacled dwarf carries a lantern as he leads the others into the room. They tiptoe toward the beds. They recoil as they spot the blankets moving.
Jiminy crickets.
Gosh, gee.
What a monster.
Covers three beds.
Let's kill it before it wakes up.
Which end do we kill?
Shh, shh.
Carrying pickaxes and clubs, the dwarfs move closer to the beds. The bespectacled dwarf puts his finger to his lips and the others surround Snow White. As they lift their weapons, the bespectacled dwarf pulls the blanket off. Spotting the dozing beauty, they stop. The bespectacled dwarf grins at his big-nosed friend.
Well, what is it?
Why, it's a girl. She's mighty pretty.
She's beautiful, just like a angel. Angel, she's a female, and all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know, but I'm against them.
What's wrong? Wake her up.
Oh, let her wake up. She don't belong here nohow.
Shh. Look out.
She's moving.
She's waking up.
What'd we do?
Hi.
Scrambling in panic, they duck down at the foot of the bed as Snow White wakes.
The
dwarfs peek over the footboards. Startled, they duck back down, then slowly look up at her again.
Why, you're little men!
The princess smiles at them. Exchanging a look, the dwarfs stand up straight.
How do you do?
Wearing a surprised expression, they look at each other, then at Snow White.
I said, how do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. I know. You're Duck.
Why, yeah. That's true.
And you're
Bashful.
Oh, gosh.
Bashful blushes.
And you? You're sleepy.
Hard to guess.
And you?
You're
sneezy. Yes, and you must be...
Happy, ma'am. That's me. And this is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't talk?
He don't know. He never tried.
Oh, that's too bad.
The big-nosed dwarf scowls at Snow White.
Oh, you must be grumpy.
Yeah.
We know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's doing here.
Yeah. What are you and who are you doing? Who are you, my dear?
Oh, how silly of me. I'm Snow White.
Snow White?
The princess?
Yes.
Well, my dear princess, we're honored. Yes, we're
mad as hornets.
Mad as hornets. No, we're not. We're bad as cornet. No, as bad as what was I saying?
Nothing. Just standing there sputtering like a doodle bug.
Who's sputtering like a spoodle bug? Who's a gutter bug?
Oh, shut up and tell her to get out.
Please don't send me away. If you do, she'll kill me.
Kill you?
Who will?
Yes, who?
My stepmother, the queen.
The queen?
She's witch.
She's bad.
She's Barney Bean.
She's an old witch. I'm warning you. If the queen finds her here, she'll swoop down and wreak her vengeance on us.
But she doesn't know where I am.
She don't, eh? She knows everything. She's full of black magic. She can even make herself invisible. Might be in this room right now.
Dopey peeks under Happy's beard. Happy bops his nose.
Oh, she'll never find me here. And if you let me stay, I'll keep house for you. I'll wash and sew and sweep and cook.
Cook! Can you make lumple dumplings?
Apple dumplings.
Yes, crapple dumpkins.
Yes, and plum pudding and gooseberry pie.
Gooseberry pie!
Hooray! She saves!
In the fireplace, the pot starts to boil over. Snow White scurries downstairs and grabs a cloth. She recoils from the heat, then removes the lid. Dipping a spoon in the liquid, she tastes it. The dwarfs peek over the top of the stairs and sniff the air. Everyone runs downstairs, but Dopey gets his head stuck in the staircase railing. The others take seats at the table and squabble over the food. Dopey frees himself, then hurries to join them. Tripping on the bottom step, he scrambles forward and leaps into a chair, knocking it over.
Just a minute.
They look at Snow White.
Supper's not quite ready. You'll just have time to wash.
Wash?
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 Wash? Knew there's a catch to it.
Crossing his arms, Grumpy frowns.
Why wash?
What for? We ain't going nowhere.
Ain't New Year.
Oh, perhaps you have washed.
Perhaps we... Yes. Perhaps we have.
But when?
Well, when? You said when? Why, last week, recently.
her hands.
The dwarfs hide their hands behind their backs and step away from her.
Let me see your hands.
Doc reveals his dirty hands.
Why, Doc, I'm surprised. Come on, let's see them. Oh, Bashful, my, my, my. And you?
Happy rubs his palms on his pants.
Worse than I thought.
Dopey's sleeves droop over his filthy hands.
How shocking.
Sleepy hides his hands.
Goodness me, this will never do.
Grumpy looks at his palm.
March straight outside and wash, or you'll not get a bite to eat.
Looking at the others, Doc tilts his head, then starts away. The dwarfs file out behind him one at a time. Grinning broadly, Dopey spins on his toes and takes up the rear. Grumpy stubbornly stays behind. Approaching the front door, Dopey grins over his shoulder at Snow White and crashes into the wall. He hurries out from behind the door and exits. Looking on, Grumpy frowns. Snow White looms over him.
Well, aren't you going to wash?
He turns his back to her.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Grumpy sticks out his tongue. Nose in the air, he bumps into the door.
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
Marching out the door, he slams it behind him. Outside, Grumpy stalks over to a wood barrel and sits. Plucking a weed from the ground, he sticks it between his teeth.
Wait a minute.
By a water trough.
Courage, men. Courage. Don't be nervous.
Happy pokes his finger into the water.
Gosh, it's wet. Oh,
it's cold, too.
We ain't going to do it, are we?
Well, it'll please the princess.
I'll take a chance for her.
Me too.
Her wiles are beginning to work. But I'm warning you. You give them an inch, and they'll walk all over you.
Don't listen to that old warthog. Come on now, man.
Oh, hearty, you scrub. Well, shriek.
Can you get in the tub?
You have to wash where it doesn't show.
No, don't get excited. Here we go. Step up to the tub. Oh, ain't no disgrace. Just pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Then scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go. Pick up the soap. Now, don't try to bluff. Work up a lather. When you got enough, get your hands full of water. You snort and you snuff and go. You douse and you souse, rub and scrub. You sputter and splash all over the tub. You may be cold and wet when you're done, but you gotta admit it's good clean fun. So splash all you like, tain't any trick. As soon as you're through, you'll feel mighty slick.
Bunch of old nanny goats, you make me sick going.
Using a long-handled brush, Doc scrubs the dwarf's bald heads. He tries to clean Dopey's head, but the dwarf dodges him. Doc hits him with the brush. In the water, Dopey flails about.
Next thing you know, she'll be tying the beards up in pink ribbons and smelling you up with that stuff called, perfume.
Doc wipes his glasses clean with his beard. Shaking his head, Happy splashes water all over Doc. Dopey pats his ear, then shakes his head rapidly. Putting his finger in his mouth, he squirts water out his ears. With soap in their eyes, Sneezy and Sleepy dry their heads on Bashful's tunic and beard. Grumpy looks on.
A fine bunch of water lilies you turned out to be.
Doc glares at him.
I'd like to see anybody make me wash, if it isn't water.
Looking angry, Doc puts on his glasses. He waves the others over and they form a huddle. Happy and Dopey peek over the huddle toward Grumpy. Straightening, they all saunter toward the angry dwarf. Lagging behind, Dopey shuffles forward. The dwarfs surround Grumpy on the wood barrel. They innocently rock back and forth on their toes.
Get him!
They tackle Grumpy.
Hey! Look out! Got him!
Get him over to the top! Get him over to the top!
Let me loose, you fools! Let me loose!
Get him up on the top, get him up! Hang on, hang on! Get him up on the top, get him up, Don't get excited!
Grumpy kicks Dopey into Doc and they tumble backward. Doc shoves Dopey away from him.
Get the soap!
As he starts away, Dopey trips over his baggy green tunic. He grabs a bar of soap off the ground and it slips from his hand.
Study, man!
We'll get there!
Dopey tries to catch the slippery soap. It lands on his head. Dopey crawls toward the soap. Wiggling his backside like a cat, he pounces on it. It ricochets off a dwarf and into Dopey's mouth. Bubbles erupt from his mouth and he looks around. Looking confused, Dopey pats at his belly. At the water trough, Happy vigorously scrubs Grumpy's head. He lifts Grumpy's nose and Doc scrubs his teeth.
Now scrub good and hard. It can't be denied that he'll look mighty cute as soon as he's dry.
But it's good by the soul and it's good by the hide, you know.
Holding his mouth shut with his hands, Dopey's face turns red. He lands hard. A large bubble lifts his purple beanie into the air, then pops.
Ain't he sweet?
Smells like a petunia.
He sure is cute.
You'll pay dearly for this.
Supper!
Food! Hooray!
Grumpy rises from the trough. The full moon hangs over the castle. As our view moves closer, we spy a light shining out from the arched window. In her lair, the queen holds the ornate box and stands in front of the magic mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who now is the fairest one of all?
Over the seven jeweled hills, beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seven dwarves, dwells Snow White. Fairest one of all.
Snow White lies dead in the forest. The huntsman has brought me proof. Behold her heart.
Snow White still lives, the fairest in the land. Is the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The heart of a pig? Then I've been tricked.
Scowling, the queen hurries down a winding staircase, her long cape flowing behind her. Rats look on as she enters a dark dungeon, where a skeleton hangs by its neck against the wall. An open coffin containing another skeleton rests between large urns beside a wood door. The queen enters a small room, awakening a raven perched on a skull. She glares at the ornate box.
The heart of a pig, the blundering fool. I'll go myself to the dwarf's cottage in a disguise so complete no one will ever suspect.
She opens a large book titled Disguises.
Now, a formula to transform my beauty into ugliness. Change my queenly raiment to a peddler's cloak.
She reads a recipe.
Mummy dust. To make me old. To shroud my clothes. Black of night.
The queen mixes a potion.
To age my voice, an old hag's cackle.
The potion changes colors.
To whiten my hair, a scream of fright. A blast of wind to fan my. To mix it well. Now begin thy magic spell.
Steam rises from a bubbling green mixture inside a goblet. Drinking it, the queen drops the glass. Clutching her throat, she doubles over and the room begins to spin. Streaks of gold, red, and green swirl around her and bubbles rise from her collapsing form. Her long black hair turns white.
Look! My hands!
Her delicate fingers become gnarled. An inky black substance mixes with a bubbling green liquid.
My voice. My voice.
An old hag wears a black cloak.
A perfect disguise.
She consults the spellbook.
And now, a special thought of death for one so fair. Ah! A poisoned apple. Sleeping death. Oh, one taste of the poisoned apple, and the victim's eyes will close forever in the sleeping den.
The old hag wears a crazed grin. Outside the cottage, woodland creatures look through a window. Inside, the dwarfs play instruments and dance. Bashful plays a concertina along the instrument he squeezes back and forth. Linking arms, Dobie and Happy spin in a circle. Sitting nearby, Snow White claps her hands to the beat. Watches Sneezy's Adam's apple vibrate as he yodels. Grumpy plays the pipe organ. Stepping forward, Happy sings.
I like to dance and tap my feet, but they won't keep in rhythm. You see, I washed them both today and I can't do nothing with them.
Oh, hum, the tune's not the worst of being a thing. It's a silly song for anyone to sing.
Dobie drums on various percussion instruments. Two dwarfs usher Bashful over to Snow White. He blushes. Bashful covers his bright red face with his beard.
I chased a polecat up a tree, way out upon a limb. And when he got the best of me, I got the worst of him.
Sleepy plays a flute shaped like a fish. Snow White kicks Dopey's cymbal. Dopey wears it as a hat. Happy yodels. Snow White joins in. As he yawns, a fly buzzes in and out of Sleepy's mouth. Doc struts over to the princess and takes her hand in his. They dance together in a circle, then she takes Bashful's hand. She switches over to Sneezy, then back to Doc. As he drums, the fly lands on Dopey's ear. Swatting at it, he hits the percussion instruments wildly. The fly lands on Sleepy's nose. Dopey gives him a cymbal, and Sleepy hits his nose with it. Holding the hem of her skirt, Snow White kicks up her heels as she dances. The organ pipes toot at Grumpy. He slaps them shut and a wooden bird pops out of the shortest pipe. Snow White dances with Bashful. At the window, the animals sway to the music. Wearing a long coat, Dopey steps onto Sneezy's head.
Watch.
Dopey blocks his sneeze with his foot. Dopey buttons the coat over both of them, and Sneezy skips across the room. Dopey happily snaps his fingers. As they reach Snow White, Dopey bows and nearly loses his balance. Sneezy yanks him upright. Snow White takes Dopey's hand and they dance together. St- Sticking out his tongue, Dobie gleefully waggles his head. Sneezy concentrates on following Snow White's steps. Doc strums a ukulele. Dobie crosses his arms as Sneezy moves the two of them from side to side in time with Snow White. Sneezy kicks up his heels. Clapping her hands, Snow White watches them dance. Looking down, Dopey opens the coat to reveal Sneezy struggling to suppress a sneeze. Snow White covers her ears and the dwarfs and animals hide. The forest animals scamper away from the window. The coat blows up like a balloon and shoots Dopey out. Seated on a rafter, Dopey wiggles his ears. He spins down a post to the floor.
That was fun.
Now you do something.
Well, what shall I do?
Tell us a story.
Yes, tell us a story. A true story.
A love story.
Well, once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic. I could not.
By the fireplace, the dwarfs gather around Snow White.
Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet again. And away to his castle we'll go. To be happy. Someday when spring is here, we'll find our loved one, and the birds will sing, and wedding bells will ring. Someday when
the dwarfs smile. A cuckoo clock strikes 11. On the clock, a mechanical squirrel taps an acorn and a frog pops out.
Oh my goodness! It's past bedtime. Go right upstairs to bed.
As Dopey hurries away, Doc grabs his tunic.
Wait!
Hold on there, man.
The princess will sleep in our beds upstairs.
Where will you sleep?
Oh, we'll be quite comfortable down here.
In a pig's eye.
In a pig's eye. A sty.
No,
I mean, we'll be comfortable. Won't we, man?
Oh, yes. Mighty comfortable.
Now, don't you worry about us.
We'll be all right, ma'am.
Go right on up now, my dear.
Well, if you insist. Good night.
Good night, princess.
Dopey sneaks onto a bench with a pillow.
You're sure you'll be comfortable?
Oh, yes. Very comfortable.
Well, pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams.
They pounce on Dopey and fight for the pillow.
Let's go! Now, man, don't get excited. Remember, share and share alike. Look out, it's a pip!
The pillow rips open and feathers fly everywhere. Dopey sets a single feather on the bench and fluffs it. Smiling, he lays his head on the feather. Upstairs, Snow White kneels beside the beds.
Bless the seven little men who have been so kind to me.
my dreams come true. Amen. Oh, yes. And please make Grumpy like me.
Women.
Downstairs, Grumpy sits in the pot hanging by the fireplace. He finds a spoon behind his back.
A fine kettle of fish.
He spits into the fire. Hunkering down, he looks off. Bashful slumbers in a drawer. On the wall above, a cabinet opens, revealing Happy. As he snores, the cabinet doors open and close. In the sink, water drips from the spout into Doc's mouth as he breathes. On the bench, Sneezy uses Dopey's backside as a pillow. Dreaming, Dopey kicks his legs. Sneezy wakes and pokes him. As Dopey settles, Sneezy fluffs his backside and lies back down. A fly buzzes around Sleepy. It lands on his nose. Still asleep, the dwarf rubs his nose and the pest flies off. The fly returns. Walking in circles, it settles down for the night on Sleepy's nose. Outside, our view pulls away from the tiny cottage. In the castle, the disguised queen puts an apple into a bubbling cauldron.
Dip the apple in the brew. Let the sleeping death seep through.
The thick potion bubbles as she dips the apple. She holds it up and a skeletal face appears on the fruit.
Look! On the skin, the symbol of what lies within. Now turn red to tempt Snow White to make her hunger for a bite. Have a bite?
Frightened, the raven recoils from the apple.
It's not for you. It's for Snow White. When she breaks the tender peel to taste the apple in my hand, her breath will still. A blood congeal. Then I'll be fairest in the land. But wait. There may be an antidote. Nothing must be overlooked.
The old hag flips through the spellbook.
Oh, here it is. The victim of the sleeping death can be revived only by love's first kiss. Love's first kiss. No fear of that. The dwarf will think she's dead. She'll be buried alive.
She sets the red apple in a basket with other fruit and descends through a trap door in the floor.
Buried alive!
The old hag descends further into the dungeon. In a cell, a skeleton reaches through the bars for a pitcher. The old hag speaks to it.
Thirsty? Have a drink!
She kicks the pitcher and a spider crawls out. The old hag approaches a stone precipice and steps into a slender boat. Standing in the craft, she uses an oar to steer it along a narrow passageway out of the castle. Emerging from heavy fog, the disguised queen rows along a murky moat. Reaching the forest, she parts an outcropping of thick reeds and looks around before stepping through them. Carrying her basket of apples, she hobbles on into the woods. Daytime, slumbering animals scatter as the cottage door opens. Doc and Snow White exit.
Now, don't forget, my dear, the old queen's a sly one, full of witchcraft. So beware the strangers.
Don't worry. I'll be all right.
She kisses his head.
See you tonight.
Yes. Well, come on, man.
Removing his hat, Bashful approaches the princess.
Be awful careful, because if anything had happened to you, I...
Goodbye.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
And be sure to watch out. Watch out. Thanks.
Dopey tugs on Snow White's skirt, but gets blown away by a sneeze. Dopey returns, pulls her skirt, then puckers his lips. Snow White tips his head down and kisses it. Grinning, the big-eared dwarf staggers off. He shakes his head, then darts back into the cottage through the window. Dopey lines up behind Sleepy for another kiss. He returns again.
Oh, go on, run along.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Grumpy cleans his head, then approaches Snow White.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now I'm warning you, don't let nobody or nothing in the house.
Why, Grumpy, you do care.
Snow White pulls him in for a kiss, and he struggles. Angrily marching off, Grumpy dons his hat. Slowing to a stop, he smiles. Wearing a shy expression, he glances back at Snow White, who blows him a kiss and waves. Grumpy frowns, then runs into a tree. He frees his nose from the tree. He falls into the stream. Grumpy puts on his hat, then hits his head on the footbridge as he stands. Shaking off his feet, he trudges out of the stream.
Goodbye, Grumpy!
He sticks his nose in the air and slogs off. In the forest, the old hag hobbles over a log stretched across a stream.
The little man will be away, and she'll be alone with a harmless old peddler. Woman.
Two vultures follow her deeper into the forest. At the cottage, Snow White bakes.
Someday my prince will come.
A bird scoops flour onto its tail feathers, then sprinkles it over the dough Snow White flattens with a rolling pin. She drapes the dough over a pie. Snow White cuts excess dough from the pie. Birds use their feet to crimp the pie's edges. A bluebird uses the excess dough to spell Grumpy on top of the pie. Smiling, the old hag stands at the window.
All alone, my pet?
Why, yes, I am, but...
The little men are not here?
No, they're not.
Making pies.
Yes, gooseberry pies.
It's apple pies. That make the men folks' mouths water. Pies made from apples, like these.
The hag offers her the red apple.
Oh, they do look delicious.
Yes, but wait till you taste one, dearie.
Outside, the vultures leer at a flock of sparrows in a tree.
like to try one? Go on, have a bite.
The sparrows swarm the hag. Snow White shoos them away.
Rub it. Go away. Shame on you, frightening poor old lady.
The hag polishes the apple. Snow White comforts her.
There. I'm sorry.
Oh, my heart. Oh, my poor heart. Take me into the house. Let me rest. A drink of water, please.
Snow White helps her into the cottage. Woodland creatures gather outside the window and watch them with nervous expressions. Inside, Snow White helps the hag sit in a chair against the wall, then hurries over to the sink. She fills a large ladle with water. The disguised queen eyes the apple with a sinister look. As the animals race off, the turtle trails behind. They run through the forest. At the mine.
Hi-ho, 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 it's off to work we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
The animals race across a stream. Outside the mine, the dwarfs put their tools in a cart and haul it toward the mouth of the cave. Sleepy languidly pushes the other end. Dopey lifts him and helps him push. Doc stops and points.
Hey, look!
The others crash into him. The animals approach the dwarfs and tug at their tunics.
Get away! Get away! Go on! Shoot! Go on! Get out of here!
Dopey tries to swat birds away, but falls.
What ails these crazy critters?
They've gone plumb dead.
Yeah,
At the cottage, the hag entices Snow White.
And because you've been so good to poor old Granny, I'll share a secret with you. This is no ordinary apple. It's a magic wishing apple.
A wishing apple?
Yes. One bite, and all your dreams will come true.
Really?
Yes, girlie. Now, make a wish. And take a bite.
Come on, get the pesky critters. Stop, take that. There's something wrong. Wait, after this way, Professor.
Maybe the old queen's got Snow White.
The queen?
Snow White!
The queen will kill her. We gotta save her. Yes, we gotta save her.
She'll kill her.
What do we do? Yes, what do we do?
Come on.
Grumpy hops onto the back of a deer. Sleepy helps Sneezy onto another deer. Happy nearly falls off his dough, but birds come to his aid.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
A deer scoops Doc up. Dopey hangs onto a doe's tail. As the turtle reaches the mine, the dwarfs and animals race past it. At the cottage.
There must be something your little heart desires. Perhaps there's someone you love.
Well, there is someone.
I thought so. Old Granny knows a young girl's heart. Now take the apple, dear, and make a wish.
The old hag gives the apple to Snow White.
I wish.
That's it. Go on.
In the forest, the dwarfs and animals slide down a steep cliff. At the bottom, they race toward a gorge and leap over the gap. At the cottage, Snow White continues.
And that he will carry me away to his castle, where we will live happily ever after.
Fine! Now take a bite.
The dwarfs press on.
Don't let the wish grow cold.
Snow White bites the apple.
Oh, I feel strange.
Our breath will still. Our blood congeal.
The old hag looks on as Snow White collapses at her feet.
He perished in the land.
Exiting the cottage into the rain, the hag spots the dwarfs and animals approaching. She darts off, and Grumpy brings his deer to a stop.
There she goes!
The dwarfs give chase. The vultures follow. Running through the forest, the hag gets tangled in some vines, then continues on. She climbs a jagged, rocky cliff. Dismounting their deer, the dwarfs follow the disguised queen. They scramble up the rain-soaked rocks. Lightning flashes cast their shadows against the cliff's face as they hurry after the hag. The old woman uses a tree root to pull herself onto a high, narrow ledge, then looks down.
I'm trapped. Oh, what do I do? I'll make her into little fools.
The vultures perch on a branch overhead. Using a large stick, the hag wedges it under a boulder and tips the stone toward the path the dwarfs climb.
I'll crush her bones!
A lightning bolt hits the ledge, cracking the ground beneath her feet. As the disguised queen plummets, the boulder falls after her. Grinning hungrily, the vultures look on. The dwarfs peek over the edge of the cliff. The vultures take flight, soaring in circles on the way down the cliff. Fade to black. At the cottage, candles cast a dim light across Snow White. She lies on a bed with her eyes closed. With their heads bowed, the dwarfs kneel at her side. Tears roll down Happy's plump cheeks. Sleepy, Sneezy, and Bashful stand together with somber expressions. Grumpy leans against a chair and cries. Dopey buries his face in Doc's neck and weeps. Outside, woodland creatures press their sad faces to the window. Our view slowly pulls away from the mournful little cottage as rain falls hard on its thatched roof. Fade to black. Beneath a tree branch, words appear, so beautiful even in death that the dwarfs could not find it in their hearts to bury her. Falling snow covers the branch. They fashioned a coffin of glass and gold and kept eternal vigil at her side. The prince, who had searched far and wide, heard of the maiden who slept in the glass coffin. Pink flowers bloom on the branch. Fade to black. In the forest, Snow White lies in the glass coffin. Birds sprinkle flower petals over her, and other animals bring her spring bouquets. Taking slow steps, the dwarfs walk toward the coffin. They lay flowers beside the structure. Happy and Doc remove the coffin's glass dome, and Grumpy places a bouquet in the princess's hands, then steps back. The dwarfs kneel. Standing in a circle around them, the animals bow their heads. Arriving at the edge of the clearing, the prince stands beside his white horse and removes his feathered cap. He approaches the group. The dwarfs part as he nears the coffin. Gazing at Snow White, the prince steps forward and leans over her. He gently kisses her ruby red lips. The prince sits back and bows his head. The dwarfs do the same. Snow White's eyes flutter open. She stretches her arms. Lifting their heads, the dwarfs' eyes widen and grins spread across their lips. The animals gape. Snow White sits up. Noticing the prince kneeling by her side, she smiles. He lifts her from the coffin and cradles her in his arms. Doc and Grumpy hug, then all the dwarfs toss their hats in the air. The woodland creatures join the celebration. The prince carries Snow White over to his horse. He lifts her onto the saddle. The prince picks Bashful up and holds him as Snow White kisses the dwarf's bald head.
Goodbye.
The prince lifts Grumpy and she kisses him.
Goodbye, Grumpy. Goodbye.
She kisses three more dwarfs. The prince picks up Dopey, who puckers his lips.
Dopey.
She tips his head down and kisses him. Blowing them all a kiss, Snow White waves as the prince leads his horse away. At the crest of a hill, they stop and gaze at the golden sunset. A shimmering castle appears in the clouds above them. Fade to black. A final page in the book reads, "And they lived happily ever after." The book shuts, revealing a gold crown embossed on its back cover. Fade to black. Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Jeff Kimball.